Hi, this is Steph Mischuk with killerphp.com. In this quick little video, I want to talk about the Zen framework developers and their pragmatic point of view. In a recent discussion on the Zen framework development list, I'll just read the title, the subject, Discontinuing Zen Entity in Favor of Doctrine Integration. So, just in case you don't know, Zen Entity and Doctrine basically are both database abstraction layers. They're essentially code that is designed to make it easier for programmers to interact with an SQL database. I'm not going to get into specifics, but what you need to know is that Zen Entity, of course, is developed. It's an internal project, sub-project within the Zen framework, whereas Doctrine is developed by another group, the Symfony group, and so they're a competing group. What's interesting about this whole thing is that the Zen developers have decided to integrate Doctrine more closely, if you will, with the Zen framework, which is really cool. They decided that Doctrine is a really good product, and because it's open source, they're able to integrate it without any fear of, you know, copyright issues and stuff like that. And they see that it just makes sense to make it easier for Zen framework users to use Doctrine. Why cut them off simply because Doctrine is developed by an outside group? So what we can learn from this is that it makes sense to be practical as opposed to dogmatic. Even though Zen Entity, ZenDB, they compete in a sense with Doctrine, the Zen framework guys are mature enough to know that it makes no sense to reinvent the wheel and to try and solve all kinds of problems that other people have already solved for you. This is something we should take away and we should learn from. Whenever you're writing code, don't reinvent the wheel. The first thing that you should do is go out there and see what other people have done and see if what they've done makes sense for you. Don't let politics and don't let dogma get in the way of pragmatism. So there you go. I have even more faith and confidence in the Zen framework moving forward than I have ever. Not that I didn't have confidence before. I first adopted a Zen framework for a couple of projects, even when it was in its beta stages in 2007. And these are for live projects, deployed projects. And now I see that the pragmatic streak within the Zen community, the Zen framework development community, is alive and well. And it's something that we should all give two thumbs up.